This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, says the team's going to move there. He's confident in it. He makes the case. That's where most of the season ticket holders are. That's where most of the memorabilia is purchased. And he thinks that they have more land and a better opportunity to do what they're doing out in L.A., where you could build essentially like a city around the stadium. You could connect hotels and restaurants, everything that FedEx Field is currently not. FedEx Field, one of the worst stadiums in the league. The new stadium, wherever it is going to be much better, obviously. And he makes the case that the best version of it could come in Virginia. We're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. We actually just stumbled into something where Danny's point is that if they move from Maryland to Virginia, Maryland Redskins fans will become Ravens fans. I don't think that that's correct. I'm sure some of them will, by the way. I'm not speaking in absolutes here.
Sure, nor am I.
But I don't think a huge enough portion of Redskins fans are going to flip after years of following a bad team with the Ravens having been really good for 20-plus years, where they were already in Maryland, already could have been a Ravens fan. Suddenly now, I just don't buy that thinking. Let's go to Andy and Sterling. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Grant Danny. Hey, look.
Andy, what's up, buddy?
Doing all right, buddy. Hey, you know, as a proud resident of Loudoun County, the last thing I want is for the Redskins to build a stadium out here. If McAuliffe wants to build a stadium in Virginia, let him put it in Richmond. The last thing I want to see is this beautiful county of mine being turned into a Prince George's County. What happened to all the infrastructure, all the beautiful commercial buildings that were supposedly at first going to be built at that Landover site?
Yeah, nothing never there. Happened, did it?
It's never happened. A third world country out there. No. You know what? And I don't believe for a second that none of my tax dollars would be spent to subsidize that miserable Snyder's grand palatial stadium.
I find that hard to believe, too. But the way to do it is what McAuliffe is talking about. That's what they're doing out in L.A., which is to get enough businesses involved, linked together, that think of like a town center, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, I live in Kingstown, Reston Town Center. Basically, it's like that, but a stadium version of that.
Now, I will say, Andy, a little bit hard on the area around FedEx Field. There are some improvements, and there's, you know, that nice, like the Wegmans is, a couple different shopping centers that weren't there when I used to go out to Landover, Maryland, to the Capitol Center, where it was just the Jericho City of Praise and a couple weird streets, and you felt very uncomfortable the entire time. It's better now. It's still not great. It's not what was promised. Because the alleged sort of sticking point was, not sticking point, but selling point was, this will become a new destination. This will become a new vibrant place. And it sort of never really happened.
Well, we got sold that. I mean, every time a new stadium comes in, remember how long it's taken Nats Park?
Yeah.
The recession hit at a terrible time. And for several years, there was really nothing right around there. Now you're seeing it. You can't walk a block down here where we work without 16 cranes being overhead.
The Verizon Center is the gold standard for this, by the way.
Yeah.
You build it and they came.
Let's go to Mo in Largo. Hey, Mo, how are you?
What's up, Mo?
Hey, fellas. Thanks for taking my call. With regards to the last caller, being a resident of PG County, I find it totally disrespectful to call it a third world country.
Yeah,
last
that was
time
a little
I
harsh.
Checked, this is the most affluent African American county in the nation. So I found that to be quite disrespectful. But with regards to the topic at hand, yes, I do believe that the team would be quite successful in Northern Virginia. I believe that the people that are diehard would take the time to make the trip down there. And I think the fan base would actually grow with regards to people that would actually go to the games, because they don't want to go to the games because of the experience.
Yeah.
The stadium is terrible. The traffic is terrible. I mean, you can't even find a public water fountain in the stadium. That goes to the context of the mentality of the ownership. So with that being said, I think if they built a new stadium, they would do quite well, and I believe people would drive down there to go see the games. I know I would.
Thanks. I agree with your call.
Thanks,
completely,
Mo,
including, you know, I think it was a disrespectful point. I think he was trying to probably have hyperbole.
Yeah, a little bit of hyperbole.
It came off poorly. That said, I think your call is 1,000% correct. If you've been going to FedEx Field, You mean to tell me you wouldn't drive a little further for a marquee state-of-the-art facility that's still an hour or less commute? I just disagree with that. And we're talking about 11 or 12 minutes. Danny, you pulled up a map from one of the areas. I think from FedEx itself?
It's from stadium to stadium.
Right. From stadium to stadium, I think it was it 48 or
it's
how many minutes?
40 minutes to M&T Bank Stadium from FedEx Field door to door. It's currently 52 just to get to Ashburn.
Right.
So again, I don't know if they put
so
the facility there.
So it's a
10-minute
further drive. So over 10 minutes of your commute, supposedly, you are going to change your allegiances when you've been a Redskins fan since the 70s? I don't really believe that. Max in D.C., go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, Max?
So I grew up in Tacoma Park, Maryland. I live in D.C. now, obviously. The thing is, Virginians don't necessarily have another choice. And there is no river separating Maryland and D.C. from where the field is now, from where the stadium is now. I mean, the smartest thing to do is put the stadium where there already is a city existing, like inside the city of D.C. But I think that Maryland people wouldn't necessarily change allegiances for people who have already been fans. Like, I saw three Super Bowls. But people who are just, like, coming up, they might not stay Redskins fans.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, man.
If the Redskins have to make this decision, though, because I don't, for number one, agree with the theory that a lot of Maryland fans would be just become Ravens fans that are Redskins fans. But if they're trying to make a business decision, they could still deem Virginia more important because that's where their base is. That's where most of their money is spent. That's where their training facility is. That's the state that they struck the handshake deal with to pay for the upgrades on their facility, and that's where they've been training. Joe in Manassas, what's up?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up? What's up, fellas? Love the show, as always. So I wanted to say that the first caller talking about Loudoun County, don't mess this beautiful Loudoun County up. I'm in Loudoun County right now. All I see on every corner is big old data centers, ugly data centers going up. Man. Come on. And that being said, like, Danny, I disagree with you that, you know, the Maryland people wouldn't come to DC, come to Virginia for the games because there's a lot of people in Virginia that are diehard Redskins fans that have grew up here the whole time and won't go to D.C., man, just for the logistics of it and everything.
Sure.
So I disagree with the fact that, you know, the Maryland people wouldn't come down. Everybody wants the stadium in their town. They want Maryland people wanted in Maryland. D.C. people wanted D.C. Virginia people. I think that you have the Ashburn. You have the bubble. I'm looking at it right now. You have it in Ashburn. I think there's plenty of room and area for a great stadium. And this area can support it.
Not just the stadium,
thanks,
Joe.
Man.
Everything that's going to go around the stadium to hopefully defer some of the costs, which I think is important. If you put it in D.C., it's probably funded completely by taxpayers, I would guess, right?
Yeah, there's the economics and a bunch of stuff that's above my pay grade that I don't quite know about how you put all this together. But I will say there's more flat ground that doesn't have anything on it yet in Northern Virginia than there is in D.C.
Loco.
Yeah.
Yes.
Out there, you can get a whole bunch of business guys together for some sort of tax break situation where rich guys get richer and everyone else just kind of goes, wait, what just happened? What
I really
did we just
want to
sign
get back
on?
Into this because I think this is a great conversation and people obviously want to chime in. We'll do that in the 12 o'clock hour, so we will get back into this. Casey Stern of MLB Network Radio joins us to predict what the Nats will do at today's trade deadline. Next, our double play at 11:45. We're Grant and Danny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.